This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, in Jesus' name, the rock that cannot fail. Father, we pray this morning that you will help us, O Lord, to continue to hide in you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because in you there is power, in you there is deliverance, in you there is salvation, in you there is peace, in you there is unity, in you there is harmony. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. Father, Lord, I commit myself into your hands this morning, O Lord. I pray that you will empty me in the name of Jesus Christ and you fill me afresh in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Good morning, church. You're all welcome to his presence, and we thank God for wonderful program of yesterday. And we give God all the glory. We give God all the adoration. We thank you for his faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. And also, I just want to thank Pastor for the opportunity given to me this morning to share the word of God with you. And I pray that we will all be blessed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The topic before us this morning is complete in him. Complete in him. Complete means totality. So a whole, wholeness, full, perfect, entire, everything, nothing left out. That's what we are talking about today. And in, who is this person? What is this in? This in represents who? Jesus, the Almighty God. And I pray that God, the inside is, you have to go inside. You have to be, surrounded by Jesus, not by man. Praise the Lord. And when we say something is complete, like if you have a puzzle that you need to arrange, if one piece of it is missing, it means that that puzzle is not complete. We won't be able to see the actual picture of the puzzle we want to arrange. So when we are talking about complete in him, we are talking about high, because God, Jesus himself is already in us. Praise the Lord. He's already in us. So it is our own decision to choose to be complete in him. And I pray that this morning, everything that is yet to be completed, the Almighty God himself will perfect them in the name of Jesus Christ. As we know that the opposite of complete means fraction, parts, piece, incompleteness, undone, flaw. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be taking my text from the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 12. It says, therefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. For that all have sinned. We didn't decide this. We were born into sin. It is natural because of what happened in the Garden of Eden when our great-great grandpa committed and Mommy Eve collected the apple and gave it to Abel Daddy. Daddy Adam collected from Mommy Eve. Thank you. You know, we are all Bible scholar. Praise the Lord. So because of this, our inborn, everything, the blood that is running in our vein, when they test it, they will find sin inside it. So it is not our fault. But glory be to God Almighty God. Say glory be to God Almighty God. Yeah, and then the God sent his only begotten to run. Because we know that if God should pay us with what happened, according to the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 23. And he says that, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. If God should pay us back, none of us will be able to be here today. But because of his mercy, because of his grace, and because of his love, he spared our life. Psalm 51 verse 5 says, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So you didn't cause it. Like when Daddy Adebara was talking yesterday, that you can't decide where you're going to be born. You cannot decide where you're going to be, where you're going to die. So we did not. You can't choose your father. You cannot choose your mother. No, you cannot. So therefore, we were being brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did our mother conceive us. Ephesians chapter 2, 12 to 19, now summarize it all. It says, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ. Jesus Christ hasn't come when this was were happening. He said, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenant of the promise. We do not have the power, we do not have the right to claim it. I remember as a student, you come to United Kingdom, or as a visitor, you come here. When they give you visa, they will put it there that you are no recourse to public funds. So sin has made us to be no recourse to public funds here. So, but the moment you get your indefinite to remain in United Kingdom, and in fact, in the letter, they will tell you where you can get all the benefits. Is that not correct? And that is what Jesus, what God did. He did not repay us. And he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. I continue reading from Ephesians chapter 2, 12 to 19. It says, without hope and without God in the world. Remember in the book of Genesis chapter 1, the darkness was all over the deep, and the earth was without form, and everything was just anyhow, because Jesus was not there. And this is a typical example of life that are yet to be completed in Jesus. When Jesus is already in you, when you are not in Jesus, anything can happen to you. Anything. And when we talk about anything, it's anything dangerous. Because according to the book of John chapter 10, verse 10, it says that thief come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus has come to give us life. Not just ordinary life, but to give us more abundantly. So any life that is not in Christ is in crisis. Any life that is not, and when you are in Christ, for example, for women being pregnant, in your tummy, you carry everything. You will not see the baby head outside. With the time you will only see baby head is when it is time for the baby to do what? To come out at the right time. You carry the baby inside of you. And before anything can get to that baby, must first of all do what? Get to you. And that is the life in Christ. That is the person that has said, we sang that song, that the rock that cannot fail. Because Jesus cannot fail. Jesus Christ is the sure foundation. Jesus Christ is that kind of charm that you will carry and you beat your forehead. Because there's some charm, if you use it to hit your forehead, the forehead will scatter. Jesus Christ is the one you can call at any time. Anytime you die, his number, it never go to voicemail. Anytime you knock at his door, in fact, he's even waiting at your door to even want you to come in. You carry that baby inside of you. Finger is not out. Everything inside of the mother until the day of delivery. And so this is how God has carried us. And he wants us as well to do what? To carry him. And I pray that God will open our eyes of understanding today. And we will be able to do what is right. To be able to complete in him in the name of Jesus. He said, without hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. 14. He said, for he himself is our peace. Hallelujah. You know, the book of Isaiah 9:6 confirmed that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, verse 15, by setting aside in his flesh the law with his commands and regulation. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace. His message is about peace. God cannot just look at us and be suffering and he will be happy. No, he will be disturbed. He will go at any length to bring peace to us. Verse 16 says, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross. And he did it and he did not fail. And you will not fail in Jesus' name. By which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to Father by what? By one spirit. Verse 9 says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners. You remember that before you were on your visa, you have no recourse to public funds. And say, and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also member of his household. Hallelujah. Fellow what? Fellow citizen. Because Jesus is a citizen of heaven. Praise the Lord. And now you are inside Jesus. So automatically, you have become a citizen of heaven. Because when a mother is pregnant, either carrying triplet, they are going to offer her one seat. Is when if he's traveling, he's not going, even the scan has shown that he's carrying triplet in his tummy. She's not going to buy four tickets. She's going to buy one ticket for that journey because she's carrying those three baby inside her womb. So they are not going to charge her. So wherever she's allowed to enter, a triplet inside of her is also allowed to do what? To enter there. It's not like, oh, I'm with you. Because if somebody is with you, he can decide to do what? To leave you. Or if we get to a point that we only need one person here, and both of you will just quickly have a meeting. Who we go? Who we stay? But when we are inside Jesus, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, remember what happened when Jesus Christ was in that boat and there was a big storm. But Jesus Christ speak peace to that storm. And the storm said, be still. And the storm kept quiet. When Jesus Christ is in you, you are in Christ, completely in him, not halfway. Anyway, concerning this matter, this is my own. When you are sold out to Christ, when you want Jesus to carry you, you don't have your own opinion. Flesh will completely die. The song that will come out of your mouth is, I surrender all. Unto Jesus, I surrender all. You will surrender everything. Bible said, that song says, stand up for Jesus. Arms of flesh will fail you. Because the reason why you do not want to surrender all to him is because of man. Because of the help you can get. And the help of man is vain. It's nothing. That is why you still have somebody that until you get to the point that Jesus, if you cannot do it, then nobody else will do it for me. then he will step in. That is the point where we need to get to. Most of us, we are Christian. How do we do it? We play church. We act it. We stage it. Bless you. Our skirt, in fact, we need Chief Bridesmaid to help us hold it. Some will not even use deodorant armpits because they don't want to be part of this world. They are playing it. They are like, that's Pharisees. When the Pharisees get to the temple, and what he was saying is that, I do this, I do that. I do this, I do that. But what happened to that tax collector? He said, Father, have mercy upon me. I have done a lot of wrong things. But each time you come, something happens. You already judge yourself. No, we are yet to be completed in him. We need to get to the point whereby we will surrender all. Your children, some people, if I can't play with my children, who gave them to you? You cannot do anything if God does not help you. It's not because you put them in good secondary school or good university that has made them to amount to what they amounted to now. No, it is through the help of God. When we are complete in God, everything is in him. Your character is in him. Your behavior is in him. Your mode of dressing is in him. You're not going to put on some dressing that will lead people to the hellfire. Some people, the way they will talk, when they remove, they don't shout when they are talking, but when they release that bombshell, in fact, you can get up and hold their head and knock it to the wall. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Acts 17:28 says that in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Like that fetus in the mother's womb. Whatever food that the mother eats, that's the same thing that the baby inside we eat. Wherever the mother puts a leg, you see the pregnancy will not stay behind. You move and have a being. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Colossians 2:10 says, and in Christ you have brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and principality. Not because you have decided to follow Jesus and to do everything that Jesus Christ has asked you to do, that you are not going to face challenges. You will face challenges. Challenges will come. Because Jesus also faced his own temptation. Devil was not even afraid of Jesus. He went, he met Jesus. He asked Jesus. He said, if I want I want you to bow down and worship me. He took Jesus to a very high place to see everything, and they're all beautiful. But Jesus Christ said, no, get behind me. I cannot worship you, because it is written, thou shalt not worship other God except God. Praise the Lord. But when Jesus Christ passed his own test, and I pray for you and I pray for myself this morning that we will all pass our test in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everything that devil has shown to Jesus got it at the end of the day. He got it at the right time. A lot of us, because of impatience, because of a lot of things going on around us, people give us all sorts of advice. Go and do this. You yourself, you know what you are doing is not right. And you are trying to justify. Anything you are trying to justify, you know that thing is not right. Because anything, any decision you want to take that is right, you will have peace in your heart. Jesus Christ got everything that he got more than that, because the only thing devil were able to show Jesus was things on this earth. But Jesus, God said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been what? Has been given to me by my Father. So everything God has given to Jesus, you already have it if you are in Jesus. It is only when you are not ready to surrender all to him, when you are trying to write your own templates, you have not come to Jesus the way you are, but you have added some things to read, and it cannot work. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. John 14, 19 to 20 says, a little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You will also live. Say amen. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Praise the Lord. So what else do we need? This is exactly what we need. When devil, we've seen a lot of things. There's nothing good come from devil. There is nothing. If he gives 1p, he's ready to collect 1 million. So why collecting 1p? Why don't you fast? Some people, I pray that we will not eat our last meal in Jesus' name. If that's why, you know, this 50 days fasting is good. Even if you cannot complete it, just try and do some. Just try. Key into it. Train yourself. We need training. Some cannot, if you can't do 12 o'clock, 12 midnight prayer, you can't do 5 a.m. prayer, you can't do 6 a.m. prayer. It's sacrifice. You have to, Bible says, since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Only the violent will take it by what? By force. You are not fasting, you are eating 3 times daily. And you are trusting God for partners. 2 people have come up and you are still eating. And you cannot go and fast and pray that God should help you. And should we even wait until we have problem before we pray? I remember some years ago in Nigeria, one man would say, pray so that you will not pray. I said, what's the meaning of this? Pray so that you will not pray. And truly, there's some prayer. That if you have prayed some prayer, you will not find yourself praying some prayers. Let's discipline ourselves. 7 a.m. prayer is too much. But they can follow series of television, even if they said it's 12 midnight, they will set alarm and they will wake up. It doesn't disturb their sleep. It doesn't disturb their walk. It does not do anything. If I know some people, when you send, you invite them for church program, you have to, even the Zoom ID and this thing is already on the flyer. You still have to send the link so that they can click on it. In fact, if there's a way we can even be helping people to be putting the pass in from there, yeah, they even want it. But guess what? If there is one occasion somewhere, the moment they just send the test, they don't need to ask them where they will put the postcode. They know they'll be, what am I going to wear on that day? Hey, the shoe, the bag, everything. But all these things stays here. Storm units will carry them. It will carry them. And you will not even see the traces that they've ever built a house in that particular place. Why can't we build or put our treasure where storm units cannot reach? Why wasting resources? Why wasting our time? Jesus can come at any time. A lot of people lost their life this Friday. They were just driving. They didn't plan for it. And it happens. And it can happen to anybody. It's not because they have sinned. It's not because they do not attend Redeemed Credit Tabernacle. No. Please, God will help us in Jesus' name. So we need to set our priority right. We need to know what we want to do for our life. Evangelism. That's the last thing Jesus said when he was leaving. At least even if everything that he has been saying. What about his last word? The day of evangelism, we won't see people. They are so busy. Busy. But let us fix one occasion for that time. They will arrive to the venue 2 hours before that time. They must have even called Uber so that nothing will delay. But things of the kingdom, we can't do it. We need to speak to ourselves. We need to talk to ourselves. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. We will do what is right. John 15:4-8. Say, remain in me. John 15:4-8. Remain in me as I also remain in you. It's begging us. No branch can bear fruit by itself. Is that anything we can do by ourselves? Is it because we set alarm? That's why we are all awake this morning? No. Because God has decided that he's not going to stop the oxygen. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. You cannot do anything good. Without Jesus, it's crisis. Say, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Whatever you are earning now that you are thinking that you've got, that's all. He said it's nothing because you are going to bear much fruit. Say, apart from you, apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, he's telling us now because he loves us, does not want us to perish. Say, you are like a branch, and that will not be our portion. That is thrown away, we will not be thrown away. And withers, we will not be like that flower. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. And that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. In verse 7, it says, if you remain in me and my words remains in you, the word of God, today we are talking now, the power in the word of God. And any man that is facing challenges and crisis and he cannot open Bible and find a word that is related to his situation, that person needs to check his self. If you are going through challenges, you are facing challenges, and you cannot, and the word of God, you cannot find the word of God that can console you. You might go to any counselor that does not bring the word from the word of God. It's rubbish. It won't work. So if you remain in me and my words remains in you, ask whatever you wish. Ask anything you want. And it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory. When you ask, God will release it. And God is happy about that. That my children have asked me. And I'm able to. It is just natural. When our children comes to us, mommy, I want this. And you'll be able to give to them. You'll be so happy. But when they come and you can't give, you'll be so worried. You'll be looking for a way to make sure that you get it for them. And so also, when God gives us when he answered our prayer, it is to his own glory. That you bear much fruits, showing yourself to be my disciples. If you cannot bear fruit, you can't be Jesus' disciple. Because when he was on earth, he was going around to do what? To win souls to the kingdom of his Father. But it is never too late this afternoon, brethren. Revelation 3:20 said, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. Because it is a decision that you will have to take. We've read that it wasn't our fault that we've born into this sinful world. But it is now your own decision, now your own responsibility to move from flesh to spirit. It is your decision. Nobody can decide that for you. Nobody can say, I accepted Jesus Christ on your behalf as the Lord and personal Savior. You have to confess it. Because Jesus Christ is the head of principalities and powers. And he said the same thing that he has done, we can do much, much better than him. Jesus Christ is not such a boss or such a father that does not want his own children to be better than him. He wants us to be better than him. So therefore, this afternoon is knocking. If you are yet to give your life to Christ or you've backslided, this is another opportunity to go back to him, ask him for the forgiveness of your sin. He said, if anyone hear my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. If you are yet to give your life to Christ and you have, or you've backslided, you want to rededicate your life back to him, this is a great opportunity. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. Because if you are not ashamed of him now, he will not be ashamed of you in heaven. Instead of shame, he's ready to give you fame. He wants to turn your story to glory. Instead of ashes, he wants to give you beauty. Instead of you being defeated, he's giving you victory this afternoon. Please, do not hesitate to give your life to him. You will have to be, we need to be complete in him in order to be able to achieve everything that he has achieved, even to do much, much better than what he has done. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you, Lord. We pray that you will give us the grace, O Lord, to totally surrender hope to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The grace to see you in every situation, not to do it in our own way. Father, release it upon us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comments on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208 688 466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.